From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Gospel program. We will be continuing our consideration of the central doctrines of the Christian faith this evening, and I will play another extract from Dr. John Douglas's sermon on the authorized version of the Holy Scriptures and why we defend it. I will be giving away a copy of his sermon on tape to anyone who contacts us. I hope that you do send for this marvelous sermon, for it is worth having. It sets forth the truth of the inspiration of the Scriptures and will cause you to love your Bible all the more. Our latest edition of the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is also available. It features the Reformation in this issue, since this is Reformation Month. Back in 1517, Martin Luther stood up for the old-time Bible and its teachings on the 31st of October. That's why we call this Reformation Month. Please send for your free copy of the magazine. You will enjoy the articles that center upon the Reformation in this issue. Here is Dr. John Douglas in our latest extract from his sermon, and he's explaining inspiration and what the Bible has to say about it. After we listen to this extract, I will take up again the subject of the central doctrines of the Christian faith.
If you look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all Scripture, and that will take in the entire revelation from Genesis to the Apocalypse, from the first book to the last book of the Bible. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And that word inspiration has to do with the breath of God. The breath of God is an emblem of God's Holy Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity. It's as if, as we speak now of the Scriptures, we're talking about the God-breathed Word. Can you picture a scene where one like Jeremiah is penning out faithfully, letter by letter, word by word, line by line, the very Word of God? Can you picture a scene where Samuel too is the faithful scribe, or indeed Isaiah, and those many others employed by the Lord in a similar work? And can you appreciate that as they write, they're not depending on their own resources? These men are prompted by the Spirit of God, so that what they write is the actual Word of the living God. It is then the God-breathed Word. Please see that as being the essential meaning of the word inspiration. If somebody says to you tomorrow, is the word inspiration in the Bible? I want you to say yes. If they say, well, whereabouts in the Bible do you find the word inspiration? I would like you to remember at least enough of tonight to be able to say it. 2 Timothy 3:16. I think many, many Christians in our time have a very loose idea of what the Bible ought to mean to them. And if we were to appreciate in the depths of our soul that this actually is not just the Bible, it's the God-breathed Word, where the Lord breathed that Word into the soul of those holy men of God who were used in the writing of the Scriptures. So we have all Scripture then given by inspiration of God, given as the God-breathed Word. Look at Matthew 4 and 4. Here we have the first words of the Lord Jesus about the Bible. The first quoted words of the Lord Jesus in the New Testament about the Bible. You will want to think about them. He shows us the importance of every word in the Scriptures. 2 Timothy 3:16 is vital to us because we can see the Bible as the God-breathed Word. I'm using these Scriptures to suggest that the translators of the Authorized Version were guided by principles like these. The translators of the Authorized Version believe with all their heart and believe with one accord verses like 2 Timothy 3:16. The translators of the Authorized Version believe with heart and soul the first words of the Lord Jesus in the Gospels about the Bible. Shouldn't we be interested to know what the first thing the Lord Jesus said about the Bible in the Gospel history? Don't you think we ought to pay attention to that? Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word." By every word, our Lord Jesus will lead us on in our investigation as we think about the God-breathed word and all scripture. We took in there the entire volume, Genesis to Revelation. All scripture is God-breathed. Now, doesn't that inspire you with confidence as you turn to the pages of this book? That here you have the very oracles, the spoken word, the God-breathed word. And now the Lord Jesus Christ has said, every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He puts his own sovereign stamp on every word God gave. The Lord Jesus said that. It's the first thing about the Bible we learn from his lips.
Do remember to send for the copy of the full sermon preached by Dr. John Douglas on the subject of the Authorized Version. As I've already said, I do believe every Christian should have a copy of this message. Now let's turn to that subject that we have begun to study in our evening broadcasts, the central doctrines of the Christian faith. In our study so far, we have been concentrating upon the existence of God. We have been using the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 4 and the verse 24 as our starting point. Christ said there, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." We took the first two words of that text and set forth from it the fact that God exists. Christ says, "God is." That's a statement, a declaration of the existence of God. The words of the Lord Jesus in this text define the nature of God. God is a spirit. Man has a spiritual dimension. He is not just a body, flesh and bone. Dear listener, it would be well for you to heed that truth and to give thought to that fact, because so many live as if they were only consisting of a body. But we have an eternal spirit that will dwell in heaven or in hell, a spirit that needs to be cleansed, needs to be saved, needs to be regenerated, as Christ teaches us in the Gospel. Now, angels also are spiritual beings, but there are very important differences between man, the spiritual being, angels, the spiritual beings, and God, who is a spirit. Men and angels are created spirits. They had a beginning. God is eternally uncreated and without beginning or end. Men and angels are finite. There are limits to their being. There are things we, as human beings, cannot do. There are things that angels cannot do. But God is infinite. He is without limitation. Men and angels are dependent. We're dependent upon God for our existence. But God is utterly independent, uncreated, eternal. God, as a spirit, is characterized by certain attributes. God as a spirit is not just infinite, that is, without limits, without measure. He is therefore beyond our comprehension. In Job chapter 11 and the verse 7, we find the words, "Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection?" We may know something of God, and praise God that is so, but we cannot know everything about him, because we cannot comprehend everything about God. We have a finite comprehension, whereas God is infinite. We may look up into the starry sky at night and see something of the universe, but you cannot see it all. You cannot see it all. But God, as I said, is not just infinite, but he is eternal. God will forever continue to exist as he has ever continued to exist. He is without beginning, and he is without end. Psalm 90 and the verse 2, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. So God is infinite, without limitations. He is eternal. He ever exists and ever will exist. But he is also unchangeable. Who God has been, so he will ever be. This is a most wonderful truth when you begin to analyze it. In Malachi, the chapter 3 and the verse 6, God says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." And in the New Testament in Hebrews, chapter 13 and the verse 8, we have those marvelous words, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, and today, and forever." So then, God is infinite, he is eternal, and he's unchangeable in all of his attributes, in his being, in his wisdom, in his power, in his holiness, in his justice, in his goodness, and in his truth. God is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in all that he is. These truths give relevancy to the Word of God. The God of Adam, the God of Abraham, the God of David, the God of Daniel, of Isaiah and Jeremiah, of Peter and Paul, is still the same today. For he's unchangeable. He's eternal. He's infinite. His promises are still the same. His purpose is still the same. The counsel of his word is still as wise today as when first given. His justice is the same. O sinner, take note of that. Only the fool despises the justice of the unchanging God. His goodness is unchanged. As others have found him merciful, so praise God. The sinner of today will find him merciful too. His truth is unchanged. All that the Bible states is true and will ever remain true and most certainly come to pass. Wise is the person then who receives these doctrines and builds their life and maps their path according to them. Tune in again next week, please, as we gather around the Word of God. Good night and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.